Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern. Journey of a believer.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on this silsila, Journey of a Believer. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you're making dua, then remember the ummah also. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Well, dear viewers and listeners, today we have another lovely topic to discuss. And we are going to be talking about reminding ourselves of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We need the reminders and we need to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, the one to whom we will return to sooner than we realize, is all seeing, is all hearing, all knowing, and all powerful. He knows everything about us. He knows what is in our minds, what is in our hearts, our thoughts, our intentions as well. And we need to be mindful of this, that how are we living our lives? Is it to please Him, Azza wa Jal, to please the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to please our desires? To please society and people instead of the Creator. Something for us to think about. Before we move forward, let's make some good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min 'amalihi." The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Certainly, life is short and time is fast. How about we do ourselves a great favor and dedicate some time to recite the glorious Quran on a daily basis? Recite salawat, durud-e paak, istighfar, make sincere tawbah and repent every single day. Today could be the very last day of our lives. And who knows, maybe we will be meeting, can be today, the angel of death, Israel alayhi salam. Once we leave this world, there is no returning. There's no coming back. So let's invest in doing good deeds. This will help us, inshaAllah al-Kareem, in this world, in the grave, and in the afterlife as well. I want to share a beautiful excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when two people meet out of love for Allah Azza wa Jal, they shake hands and they recite Salat, durood upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their future and previous sins are forgiven before they part hands. Dear viewers and listeners, it's something so simple that you and I can practice upon. The next time you meet and greet another Muslim and you shake their hands, then send durood sharif, send salat ala Nabi. Look at the great blessing and benefit that the future and previous sins will be forgiven through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Very fortunate is that person who continuously remembers Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our primary reminder to remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are our five daily appointments, the salahs. that we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are talking to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He is watching us, He is listening to us. But more than that, dhikrullah, even recitation of Salat ala Nabi, when you're starting, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're also remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are obeying Him, if we are abstaining from sins, then in a way we are also remembering and reminding ourselves of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Sayyidina Sahal bin Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports from his father that a gathering overseen by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. The honorable companions alayhim ridwan, they were also present. One of them asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who possesses most virtue from those who perform the defense of Islam? He answered, Aktharuhum lillahi dhikran. Those of you who remember Allah in abundance. The companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked another question, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is the most superior from those who fast? For example, if 100 people fasted, who holds most virtue from amongst them? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again replied, those of you who remember Allah in abundance. Everybody's fasting whilst bearing hunger and thirst. Yet the person, the one who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most, is the greatest from amongst them. Sayyidina Sahal bin Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he continues to explain. The companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu continue to ask similar questions. For example, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most virtuous of those who pray? Who is the most virtuous from those who give zakah? He asked about every form of ibadah, of worship, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the very same answer each and every time. Those of you who remember Allah in abundance. The first Khalifa of Islam, the first successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, afdalul bashari ba'd al-anbiya, the best of all humans after the Prophet Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then turned to Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam, and declared, O Umar, it seems like only those who remember Allah are privy to every form of goodness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ajal, yes, O Abu Bakr, this is indeed the case. Those who remember Allah and make dhikr of Him in abundance attain every form of goodness. Those who perform good deeds, they are blessed. But the greatest from amongst them are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with doing the good. Giving sadaqah and charity, their first intention is to please my Allah azza wa jalla. Being kind and compassionate to others, smiling where appropriate, performing other ibadat, reciting the glorious Quran, first and foremost to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and perform good deeds, inshallah al-kareem, we will be successful in accumulating immense reward. What stops us? What stops us from remembering Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? From reminding ourselves and others as well. When you hear the adhan, the global echo calling towards falah, success, calling towards salah, calling towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling towards the masjid. Those are reminders. The adhan itself is a reminder. But there's certain causes that make us become ghafil, heedless, and negligent to the point where, imagine if an entire day goes by and there's no salah, There's no recitation of Quran. There's no salawat and durood-e-paak. There's no istighfar. There's no taking the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That day has been completely wasted. What are some of those causes? And we shouldn't look left and right. Look at ourselves. Which of these causes is being an obstacle in my life from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Firstly, if a person is not serious, if seriousness is not present in the heart, then how can we truly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If a person is not interested in performing good deeds, if a person doesn't really care about preparing for the hereafter, if a person is habitual in wasting their time in unnecessary conversations, useless activities, frivolous activities, just play and amusement, in entertainments, in games, then of course they won't really truly worry about remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If hubbud dunya, the love of the world, enters the heart, this is a cause of not remembering Almighty Allah. If a person's heart is attached to the world and they're always thinking and plotting and planning about more comforts in the world, or a person is engaged with friends that also make them become heedless, if a person engages in backbiting, in slandering others, in lying, and like this, there's so many other examples that you will find that are causes of not remembering Almighty Allah. There's no way of knowing how many sins we use with our tongues, we use with our eyes, with our ears. Whatever was left was filled in by social media. Even if we get a moment alone, what do? Let's ask ourselves. If I get some type of free time, available time, I'm alone, what do I do now? Take the phone, take the tablet, the laptop. Let's occupy this time. With what? Entertainment? With reels and shorts and doom scrolling that lead to brain rot, that the brain becomes even more dull because of all these things. These distractions, entertainment is there to distract you. This is, we need to understand this. The entire entertainment industry, music industry, movies industry, even the sports, is designed to eat up your time. It's designed to distract and divert your attention from fulfilling your purpose. What is our purpose as believers, as Muslims? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason we are here on planet Earth. To do good deeds, to prepare for the grave and the afterlife. And you got one chance for that, the here and the now. Once we leave this world, there's no returning. So a person who's lost in the worlds of social media platforms, they just drown deeper and deeper into sinful watching, listening. If only we cared about performing good deeds. We need to create that consideration. We need to create that focus, that seriousness, that very soon, could be today, I'm going to be gone, finished. What am I taking with me? My good deeds and my bad deeds to the grave. We should create the mentality, the mindset, that I need to do an abundance of good deeds as much as possible. Alongside this, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And this is how we attain distinction in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in the glorious Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, remember Allah abundantly. The final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, remember Allah in abundance, such that people call you insane. That's how much you're remembering Him, Azza wa Jal, every step you take, every breath you take. But we have to train ourselves to reach that category. The awliya Allah, the pious people, they constantly remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the moment they awoke till the time they slept, throughout their day, their lips were moving, their tongues were moist with Allahu, 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 La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Illallah, Illallah, Illallah. Always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or reciting the glorious Quran, or performing salah, because they understood in this lies true success, not just worldly success. Worldly success is temporary and limited, and all of it ends. All the degrees, all the qualifications, it all just comes to us to a stop. And then the person is transferred into the grave. And then there's accountability on the day of judgment. How much of good have I done? A companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and submitted, the rulings of Islam have become too many for me. Please inform me of an action that I can stick to and adhere to it firmly. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, always keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah Azzawajal. Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullah ta'ala ali, he comments beautifully on this blessed hadith by saying, it is possible the questioner was asking about optional worship. It is as though he was saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many different types of optional ibadat to perform. Tell me one that I can stick to firmly. And to this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam gave his reply. The goal is for the person to always keep some form of dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do this. Ameen. Bijahi khuatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The great Sahabi, Sahabi al-Jaleel, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he once said, the last time I met the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he left this world, I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best action that draws one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He replied that death, al-maut, death should reach you whilst your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullah ta'ala ali, he expertly explains this hadith. And he says that this means the tongue should be occupied with some form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dhikr at all times, as one doesn't know when death will arrive. When Israel alayhi salam, the angel of death, arrives, we should not be engrossed in negligence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a life like this. But this starts here, the mindset. And so we need to train ourselves. We need to do tarbiyah, nurturing the mind, the heart, the organs in this direction. That as soon as I awaken in the morning, what's the first thing I'm going to do? Grab my phone and check the time or my messages? No. Read your dua for awakening. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting you life. And then you start with your good intentions. As Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razavi Ziyai, Tamad Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great saint and scholar of Islam who is followed by tens of millions around the world, advises us, the moment you awaken, read your dua and make your good intentions. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, today I'm going to perform all my salahs. Today I'm going to protect my gaze, my hearing. I'm going to only talk the truth. I'm going to speak good. I'm going to make your dhikr. I'm going to recite Qur'an-i-Pak. I'm only going to listen to the recitation of the glorious Qur'an and the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal, the praises of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the pious personalities of Islam. Today I'm going to seek knowledge of deen. Today I'm going to earn halal. I'm going to refrain from any type of haram. Make your good intentions. Because who are you addressing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are making these firm good intentions and you are speaking and talking to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Then you make your bed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Make your bed neat and tidy. Before you enter the washroom, read your dua. And there too, you're starting with Allah Azza wa Jal's name. And when you're coming out of the washroom, read your dua. After each and everything, whether you're going or exiting the washroom, whether you are going to eat after eating, before drinking water, after drinking water, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, throughout your day, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Make istighfar. There was a pious person and he was at the train station. He saw a porter. Porter, one who helps carry the luggage, the bags. So he gave him his bags and he noticed that the porter, who was a Muslim, but he was continuously reciting, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah. So the pious person asked the porter that I noticed that, you know, you are making the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are praising Allah azza wa jal and you are seeking forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah. Why don't you recite something else? And the porter says that this is my routine now. I feel a human being is between these two things. One, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties that He Azza wa Jal has granted, whatever blessing and bounty it may be. And the other is begging for forgiveness for our shortcomings, for our sins. Let's bring this into our lives. That subhanallah azza wa jal, if you left work, if you had breakfast, a meal in the morning, for lunch, for supper, that so many people don't have access to, even to clean drinking water, if you do have, say Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You reach to your work or your jami'ah or your madrasa or to your college or uni, safe and sound. How about saying Alhamdulillah? This is also remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him as well. And there's enormous blessings in thanking Allah azza wa jal. You came back home safe and sound, Alhamdulillah. You got your salary, Alhamdulillah. You managed to pay all your bills, expenses, Alhamdulillah. And you know, try this out as well. When you go to sleep, after you finish your dua for sleeping, Ayatul Kursi, Suratul Fatiha, relax yourself. Close your eyes. And think about 12 blessings that you have in your life. Of course, there'll be much more than that. And for each one, think about the blessing. Ya Allah, you gave me eyes, I'm able to see. Alhamdulillah. Thanks to you, Ya Allah. All praises are for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me ears, I'm able to hear. Alhamdulillah. You gave me the ability to speak. Alhamdulillah. You gave me good health. Alhamdulillah. You gave me a spouse. You gave me children. You gave me parents. You gave me siblings. Alhamdulillah. You gave me this place to stay. A comfortable bed. Alhamdulillah. You gave me a halal job, Ya Allah. Alhamdulillah. You gave me a transport, a vehicle. Doesn't matter what kind. Alhamdulillah. You gave me this and you gave me this and you gave me this. Alhamdulillah. For each one, try to think at least minimum 12 things. And for each one, recollect it, ponder over this blessing and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the very end, read Suratul Kafirun and then sleep away. Don't engage in any conversation. If you need to, then once again, recite Suratul Kafirun and sleep. Person who is habitual with this practice, insha'Allahul Kareem, will pass away with Iman, which is a most valuable asset. We must be concerned about that. the preservation and the protection of our iman, our faith, our belief, correct beliefs. So these are several ways that we can introduce in our lives, if we haven't already, to remember Allah subhanahu, to remind ourselves that I'm the slave and Allah Azza wa Jal is my master. I'm proud to be a slave of my creator. I'm going to return to him sooner than I realize. So I need to do as much as I can to please him, to make him happy. He's given us a set of rules. Here's your do's, here's your don'ts. Live like this, follow the sunnah, the perfect practical lifestyle, the best lifestyle. And the sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It is the ideal and best lifestyle out there. Stop choosing secondhand, all other decadent, backward lifestyles that only lead to self-destruction. And even in following the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in obeying him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therein lies the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you truly want to obey Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, obey the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he gives us, we must take it without question. What he forbids us, we must refrain from without question. So by following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so practice upon these things. And every day of your life, as much as you can, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Journey of a believer. A believer's road is narrow, yet filled with sacred grace. Each trial becomes a lantern.